Hachette Audio presents Artful Lies, written by Jody Ellen Malpas, read by Kristen Atherton.
Chapter 1. I never imagined I'd really do this. I never dared to consider leaving my mum behind in our small village of Helston. But after years of battling guilt and grief, I finally made it here, to London, where I've always wanted to be. Maybe a few years too late, and definitely under shitty circumstances, but I've made it. Mum will be fine. It's what I've told myself repeatedly since I boarded the train. Her bright smile felt forced. Her wave seemed hesitant, and her voice was shaking with emotion when she held me tightly and told me to show London what I'm made of. But I'm not sure what I'm made of. I'm yet to find out. Mum will be fine. Mum will be fine. Mum will be fine. I'd probably be more certain if Dad was there with her. My father was a very traditional man. He owned a small antique store, most of the stock worth peanuts. He used to say that the monetary value was of little importance, that more opulent art and antiques were more trouble than they were worth. I didn't agree with him, though I learned over the years not to get into a debate over that. Many called my father eccentric. They were right. He was a character for sure, spent all his time lost in the mountains of junk he called his treasure, his spectacles resting on the end of his nose as he inspected, polished, or restored whatever pieces he'd recently acquired. Mum used to call his shop Steptoe's Yard. I used to call it The Office. I certainly inherited my father's fascination of all things old, although I have always been drawn to the richer and more historical end of the art and antiquing spectrum, the more rarefied and desirable pieces, the real treasures of this world. Not the dilapidated junk my father seemed to find. I'd aced my A-levels, was sailing through a history degree at university, and was all set to chase my dream. And then Dad passed away. A brain tumour was diagnosed 1 week. The next, he was gone. There was nothing to be done. There was also no time to come to terms with it, before he was confined to his bed, where he rapidly deteriorated to nothing.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?